This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sirwadi Dewa and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks in sideline meeting of COP26 in Scottish city of Glasgow. Newly appointed Province One Chief Minister Rajendra Rai takes oath of office and secrecy. Nepal to export 39 megawatt of electricity to India with competitive price. And explosions in Afghanistan's biggest military hospital in Kabul kill at least 19 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sirwadi Dewa and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi have held a bilateral talks and a sideline meeting of COP26 in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Podel said during the meeting held today that two leaders discussed ways to deepen and strengthen the Nepal-India relation. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa called for the continuation of India's assistance in the areas of prevention and control of coronavirus infection, post-earthquake reconstruction, fertilizer supply and physical infrastructure development. In response, Indian Prime Minister Modi vowed to support in time of need to Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister Dewa requested India to give approval for the entry point of aircraft from Nepal Ganj and Mahendranagar on the southwestern border. Secretary Podel shared that Indian Prime Minister Modi stated that he has taken the need of Nepal in a positive way. Prime Minister Sirwadi Dewa addressed the summit along with the leaders of different countries yesterday. Chief Minister of Province 1, Rajendra Rai, has taken oath of office and secrecy today. Chief of the Province, Somnath Adhikari, administered the oath of office and secrecy to Chief Minister Rai amidst a program. Chief Minister Rai has constituted six-member Council of Ministers today itself. Earlier today, Leader Rai was appointed as the Chief Minister of Province 1. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Jivan Bahadur Sai has staked his claim for the post of Chief Minister in Karnali Province. Leader Sai submitted the claim to Province Chief Govinda Prasad Kuloni with the signature of 21 province lawmakers. Province Chief Kuloni had made a call to stake a claim by 7 p.m. this evening after Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sai resigned from his post yesterday. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad has said the government is working towards providing additional relief support to the disaster survivors. Inspecting the flood and landslide hit areas in Dhankuta, Pastor and Ilam districts today, Minister Khad shared that monitoring were being conducted to provide more relief to the survivors. He further said the government had already decided to provide 200,000 rupees to each household affected by landslide and flood. The Home Minister also pledged to introduce a special relief program for the farmers whose crops were damaged by the recent rain-induced disasters. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Vassal, has said the government will provide electricity facility to all citizens within the next 2 years. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of the Silver Jubilee of Alternative Energy Promotion Center in Kathmandu today, Minister Vassal expressed the view that electricity facility would be provided through alternative energy. The minister also said priority has been given to increase consumption of power produced in the country, to reduce imported fuel and to decrease trade deficit. Nepal is to export 39 megawatt of electricity to India in the first phase with the competitive price. Door for exporting electricity opened as India's body for permitting electricity export from foreign country allowed Nepal Electricity Authority to export electricity to India with the consent of Ministry of Power of India today. With this, Nepal Electricity Authority is able to sell electricity in the power exchange market of India. Meantime, Nepal Electricity Authority has urged every household to make efforts for replacing the LP gas by consuming the electricity. In a press conference organized in Kathmandu today, authority's managing director Kunmal Gising said using electricity for cooking could be 40% cheaper compared to the LP gas. Managing Director Gising said the use of induction cooker could help a lot and the authority was making every effort for stopping a large amount of money being spent in the import of LP gas. The authority has also urged the consumers to consume electricity as per their needs during the Tihar festival. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 469 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population has also reported 555 corona infection people who recovered in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 11 people died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,427. The virtual interaction program organized by National Indigenous Women's Federation with an aim to build capacity of women parliamentarians of 7 provinces has concluded today. The interaction program was conducted by the Federation from the 29th of October with support of the Parliamentary Support Project under the United Nations Development Program UNDP. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 19 people have been killed and 43 wounded when two explosions followed by gunfire hit Afghanistan's biggest military hospital in the capital, Kabul. It was reported that at least two blasts took place at the entrance of the 400-bed hospital in Kabul's 10th district. Security forces are deployed to the area. According to a Taliban official, a suicide bomber and gunmen were behind the attack. More than 100 world leaders have promised to end and reverse deforestation by 2030 in the COP26 climate summit's first major deal. According to a BBC report, the pledge includes almost $19.2 billion public and private funds. Experts welcome the move, but warn a previous deal in 2014 had failed to slow deforestation at all and commitments needed to be delivered on. Meantime, India has promised to cut its emission to net zero by 2070, setting a net zero target for the first time. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the pledge at the Glasgow summit. China has already announced plans for carbon neutrality by 2060, while the US and the EU aim to hit net zero by 2050. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sirvadu Deva and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks in sideline meeting of COP26 in a Scottish city of Glasgow. Newly appointed Province 1 Chief Minister Rajendra Rai takes oath of office and secrecy. Nepal to export 39 megawatt of electricity to India with competitive price. and explosions in Afghanistan's biggest military hospital in Kabul kill at least 19 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.